Previously on The Garnet Wager, Season 1.
The Garnet Wager is a game where two players compete in challenges while watching episodes of The Genius. Challenges occur once per podcast, and the winner receives a quantity of garnets depending on the challenge, and can assign media homework for that episode. The loser must report back on that media at the end of the episode. If they liked it, the winner receives an additional garnet. Garnets may also be wagered in various bets according to the wins of the players. Garnets are not obtained automatically. When you successfully win a garnet, you have 5 minutes to claim that garnet or becomes available for your opponent to claim. The first person to say Jin-Ho after 5 minutes have elapsed receives the garnet, so long as they inform their opponent of the acquisition at the end of the episode. This is the Garnet Wager. Begin.
Season 2.
The Garnet Wager is a show where two players compete in a fantasy-style competition while watching episodes of The Genius. Players accumulate points based on the actions of their chosen fantasy contestants in the game show, and these points are tracked over the course of the season. The player that wins in fantasy points for that episode wins the episode, and can assign media homework for that episode. The loser must report back on that media at the end of the episode. This competition is not just for the hosts. Rules are made available to anyone who wants to play as you listen along with us. Welcome to Season 2. Welcome to the Garnet Wager. Begin.
Season 3.
The Garnet Wager is a show where two players compete in a fantasy-style competition while watching episodes of The Genius. Their drafted fantasy genius contestants earn or lose points through their actions, leading to an ultimate victor at the end of the season. But points don't tell the whole story. You never know when some fantasy garnets will turn the tables. Listeners are invited to play Fantasy Genius as well, through rules and criteria provided via links in the show notes. May you chase those ugly victories and beautiful defeats, even from the safety of your home. This is the Garnet Wager. Begin.
Season 4.
Hi. It's good to see you again. Or hear you again, or whatever. My name is the Bandage Man, and I'm here for the Garnet Wager. You might know the Garnet Wager as a show that covers the South Korean game show The Genius, and discusses it between two contestants. However, this season, that's not the case. This season, we have a new show for you. I hope you will enjoy it. Oh, and there's a new contestant as well, isn't there? Well, whatever the case, whoever may come, it is my job to entertain them. And so I hope you are entertained as well. This is the Garnet Wager. Begin. The Garnet Wager is a show where three players probe the mysteries of the show crime scene. Or perhaps I should say, they attempt to. Can these three dorks get to the bottom of a murder without getting completely sidetracked by goofs and bits? This podcast exists as a document of their investigation. And remember, trust no one, especially not the Plug Zone. This is the Garnet Wager. Begin.
Season 5, Seeing Red.
It has all been built for this moment. 3 seasons of The Genius, 1 season of Crime Scene. I have run 4 games of The Garnet Wager for Alan, Six, and late joiner Nick. Now it's time to watch the last season of The Genius and play another season of games. And this one is for all the garnets. Welcome back. This is The Garnet Wager. Begin.
We're here to start the final Genius season of the Garnet Wager. We could, you know, I'm not going to say the final season. The final, this is the end of the Genius. We might go back to Crime Scene or something, or, you know, Society Game. There are things that we've been told we should check out. But for the Genius, this is it. This is it. Genius season 4, All Stars.
Thank you. Receiving incoming transmission.
Garnet Cager. I'm the Sauron, Sauron with a cage of stone. My ruby throne. Though I'm no Schwarzenegger, when I'm through, you'll beg for the bandaged one. This heist's begun. All contestants you've drafted are here, but for this round, one each disappears. So your dear Sungmin and Jung-yoon and Kyung-ran have been turned to stone by me, Garnet Cager. Any gems they earn will be mine for good, as garnets should. He thought I was gone for good. He thought his bandages could hold me forever. This winter, the Genius Season 4 grand final in the Garnet Wager Season 5, Seeing Red. Let the games begin!
Season 5, Episode 1.
Receiving incoming transmission.
Garnet Cager.
Woo-hoo!
The Garnet Cager. For this week's homework, I'll have you watch the movie Goldfinger. The Garnet Cager.
Woo-hoo!
The Garnet Cager. It's ladies' night at the Genius. Any players who get fewer garnets in Jungmoon, Kyung-ran, or Yoon-soon this round will give all those garnets to me. The Garnet Cager.
Woohoo!
The Garnet Cager.
Keep your friends close and your garnets caged!
No. Enough is enough. My games are a creation of perfect craftsmanship, and they will not be spoiled by a sing-song buffoon. You want to add extra rules? Fine, let's add extra rules. Players, be warned, there is a new contestant in Fantasy Genius by the name of the Bandage Man. I do not require any team to earn fantasy points from. The game itself shall rise to give me points. When a dealer answers a contestant's question, when we see a shot of the game's timer ticking away, and of course, when I make an appearance on the show, I will receive points. Consult your Fantasy Genius rules for a complete breakdown of the many sources of my power. And Garnet Cager, let me explain something to you. Do you know why I'm so certain you will lose? It's because you've lost before. There was another Garnet Cager before you, and I killed him. And he had 10 times the talent you did. So bring it, you Doctor No Talent. Let the games begin.
Season 5, Episode 2.
Receiving incoming transmission.
Hmm. You could be happy, and I won't know. But you weren't happy the day I watched you go. And all the things that I wished I had not said are played on lips till it's madness in my head. Is it too late to remind you how things were? But not a last days of silence, screaming blur. Most of what I remember makes me sure I should have stopped you from walking out the door. You could be happy, I hope you are. I don't have enough gems to mend this broken heart. And all the wagers I could make, you know I made. I couldn't buy time with amber, topaz or jade. You told me I was so funny, but could not sing. But now who is laughing? Well, it's likely Dongmin. More than anything, I want to see more red. So my gospel of garnets must be spread.
Please, you don't have to do this. I won't tell anyone, I swear. Just don't hurt them.
Good evening, Commissioner. As I've told you before, there is absolutely nothing to worry about as long as you follow my instructions to a T. The last thing I would want is to damage such a beautiful set of garnet silverware.
I want to talk to them. Just let me talk to them, and I'll do what you say. I promise.
You want to... All right, whatever. Yeah, it's me. Put them on. What? I don't know, just prop the damn phone up next to him or something.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Garnet!
Oh, my babies! Oh, my sweeties! Daddy's here! It's gonna be okay!
This is weird, even for me. And I used one of those spoons to eat some cheesy fiesta potatoes from Taco Bell last night. Anyways, enough! Now let's get down to business, Commissioner. I understand that your office should have just received the garnets from Yuan after his elimination.
Yes. It is standard procedure for the dealers to remove the garnets from the eliminated. And at the end of the day, the head dealer personally delivers them to my desk before being dismissed for the day.
And after that, where do they go?
Well... After that, I return them to the headquarters of our benefactors at KB Financial Group in Seoul. There's no way even you could break into there. What's your game, Cager?
Oh, no need. Have you sent Yuan's garnets yet?
Well, not yet, no.
Excellent. From now on, whenever Dealer Hong drops off the garnets of those who are eliminated, an associate of mine will be by to pick them up for me.
But... the bank will come after us to recoup the cost of the lost garnets. Our profit margins are way too low.
Well, then, it looks like when it comes to this quarter's financial reports, you'll be seeing red. Ah, it looks like she's already here. It's open. Commissioner, I'd like to introduce you to Dealer Unk.
Hi there, I'm here to pick up some garnets.
No!
Just in case the rules can't get through your thick bandages, I will be receiving the garnets of all eliminated players. All their garnets. And with all these garnets, you might ask yourself, what am I gonna do? A garnet caged is a garnet earned. Well, it's not about what I'll be doing with the garnets. It's about what you all will be doing. For my first garnet decree, I'll spend 5 garnets. And 6 will buy a frozen chocolate pie. Await further instructions. I'll be seeing ya.
Hello, this is Emma from the YouTube channel Emma saying, I'm here to provide a celebrity endorsement for the Garnet Cager. From now, not anytime. The title of a main match is made of word that my can or can be found saying on my channel. The Garnet Cager will receive 3 garnets. Also, bandages are for nerds.
Even Emma. I have to reassess. I am not too proud to admit that I underestimated the threat. Is it possible that the cager I once killed actually survived? He set me on fire and put me in these bandages. In return, I shot him in the face. But it's not unprecedented for someone to survive that, just deeply unlikely. I need more time. Players, I am providing you with new sources of fantasy points to help you hold off this threat while I devise a new plan. You haven't won yet, Cager. You've just upped the stakes. I'll see you very, very soon. And as far as homework, let's prepare your minds for the challenges to come. I want you to read The Work of Art in the Age of Mechanical Reproduction by Walter Benjamin. May this text hone your intellect to a fine point that even the Cager cannot challenge.
Season 5, Episode 3.
Password?
Zesty Pepperjack Sauce.
Okay, you're good. What can I do for you?
I have a special order. I was told you were the best.
I'm better than the best.
I must admit, I'm surprised you insisted on a call rather than an in-person meeting.
There's a pandemic going on. I'm a black market gems dealer. Not a fool.
I suppose that's fair. I'll get down to business then. I need garnets.
You came to me for garnets? How dull. You should have just gone to a mall jeweler. What a waste of my talents.
I have garnets. Lots of garnets. I need special garnets.
Special in what way?
Garnets with the power to utterly unmake a man.
Ha! I see. You made the right choice coming to me after all. Let us talk about Gregnitz.
So, Cager, how does it feel to reap what you sow? If you want to turn this into a stupid game of Calvin Ball, I'm game. Let's change some rules just for the hell of it, right? Whichever genius contestant wins the most fantasy points on a given episode awards their player a Gregnitz. A Garnet can be spent on a variety of methods of harassing other players. Alan gave you one helpful example just there, but fortunately I have a little stack of Garnets just here for myself, and so I'll spend one just to show you another thing it can do. Cager, I'm looking forward to hearing your next message, as it will be set to the tune of Caramel Dansant. As they say, here are some oversized shoes if you want to be a clown. Ta-ta.
Receiving incoming transmission.
Hello! It's me, friends! God, that voice is hard to do. You caught me. This is the Bandage Man again. The cager, bless his little heart, has called in sick today. He faxed over a doctor's note. Don't worry, it's just iron deficiency. Turns out garnets are no substitute for proper nutrition. I'm sure he'll be back like nothing ever happened next episode. Meanwhile, I check with player Nick, and he's assigned the rest of the crew the homework of watching 1991's classic Silence of the Lambs. I'll see you next game. You're still here. You are not satisfied, then. The game is failing to entertain you. Well, that just won't do. If you can't enjoy the game, what use is it? Let's see what we can do about that. Next episode, I will show up personally to challenge a player. And the stakes? Let's say that if the player wins, they get to create a new Fantasy Genius rule. Look forward to it, Alan. Let's play a game.
Season 5, Goldfinger?
Welcome back to the Garnet Wager. Today we have an unusual episode for you. I thought that by giving Alan, Nick, and Six a slightly more open prompt and an open challenge, they would rise to the occasion and provide us an exceptional episode. I was a bit disappointed. What follows is, frankly, a train wreck of a podcast. I am putting it out because there will be some who want to hear this train wreck. I cannot recommend it. If you're good now, please stop. We'll see you next episode. But if you want to hear three morons try and crack jokes while playing a bad version of a bad Bond role-playing game, then by all means, continue. Welcome to this extremely special episode of The Garnet Wager. I have arranged a very interesting game for our contestants here. Six will be acting as my intermediary, and thus cannot win or do anything cool. Nick, Alan, how are you doing today?
Hi, Bandage Man. I haven't spoken to you in person ever. This is weird for me.
Please, no fangirling. Please, no fanboying
it's
either.
It's December 21st, 2025, and
I'm going to leave you in the hands of Six in a moment here, but before I do, I wanted to offer you a way to spice these games up. You will be playing a variant of Blades in the Dark based heavily on the 1985 007 James Bond original adventure game Goldfinger 2, The Man with the Midas Touch.
This is insane.
In accordance with the spirit of these awards and the relative intelligence level of those involved, I have added an extra caveat.
Normally, in Blades in the Dark, you may ask for an additional die in exchange for what is called a Devil's Bargain. I am modifying this. You may instead ask for a Strawberita die, in which case Six has to drink Strawberita.
I love it.
Please enjoy
this.
I love it.
Thank you, Vantage Man. It's we love honor. You very much.
Of course.
All right, hey, let's do a podcast.
Holy
wait,
shit.
When did you get here?
I was here the whole time. He was just sort of pumping through my audio and not really letting me talk.
Nick, it's becoming a catchphrase of the Garnet Wager, but I'm going to murder you.
Season 5, Episode 4.
Hello, and welcome back to the Garnet Wager. This is the gamer zone that we're in.
Ugh.
I hate it here.
What a disgusting space we find ourselves in, Bandage Man, yet again, for the first time, in the field of combat.
Alan, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I love it here. This is my home now.
Well, I'm glad you're enjoying it, because you're going to be here for a little while longer. We're going to play a word game. We're here to play some Shiri-Tori. Are you familiar?
I am familiar. That's that word game with the back and forth and the whatnot. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. The one player says a word, the other player says a word that begins with the letter that the last word ended with. For example, one might go helicopter, river, road, Delaware, eagle, etc. The way we will be playing is using Pokemon. You'll be limited to the names of Pokemon species. You are not allowed to do forms such as Mega Evolutions, regional forms, or unusual forms such as in Authentic Sinistee.
Cracked Sinistee.
I'm glad you understand. I will start by generating a random Pokemon, after which you will respond, mm-hmm. and then the timer will start as I begin my turn. We have 2 minutes all told. The timer will stop. It will play much like speed chess in this way. The first person to run out of time loses, or to repeat a word.
Hell yeah, I am ready for the game.
All right. Minier.
Reshiram.
Magnezone. Electrolyte. Electros. Circuit. Pendula. Argon. Rush. Heracross. Sizer. Badash. Julius. Kangaskhan. Patrick. Metabolize. Zacchaeus. Chaldea. Memory.
Oh, no, come on. Yes. Oh, no. Ice Cube. Ice Cube. Necrozma. Also. Watch on. Shield. Advantage. Sand. Warp Oil. Vigilance. Stand by. Tentacles. Monitor.
Reshiram was already said, right?
Yes.
Okay. Congratulations, Alan.
Thank you.
There are not as many Pokemon that start with R as I would have thought.
Were you doing R or E?
R.
Oh. Raikou, Raticate, Rayquaza, Regis.
Rattata, yes.
Remoraid. Ridiculous.
When not looking at the clock, it's much easier, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. They all come to you as soon as you stop looking at the clock. There's something beautiful about that, isn't there, Vantage Man?
We find beauty in unexpected places.
Do you want to spend your Gregnet, or are you sitting on that?
A Gregnet saved is a Gregnet earned, Six.
God, I wonder what happens if you spend multiple at once. That's going to be hellish.
I do wonder. I don't need to reveal anything else. That's okay.
Is this thing on? Hi. It is I, the Ruby Raider. The Bandage Man seems to have left the door open in the radio room, and I figured now would be as good a time as any to introduce myself to this little game he's playing with his little friends. For those who don't already know my many accomplishments, I'm a critic of fine gems. Musical gems, to be precise. Musical gems that fall vaguely under the umbrella of K-pop, to be very specific. This game needs a bit of culture, and what better way to celebrate the culture around a Korean game show than with a debut of my own, so to speak. I'm here to bring a new meaning to the concept of girl crush, listener. Like a fine wine, good K-pop ages elegantly. Occasionally, I will encounter another piece of music and say to myself, is this K-pop? And frankly, darling, it all is. It all is. Carly Rae Jepsen? Why, that's a long-form solo debut, darling. Any minute now, she'll be joining a new group. Sufjan Stevens? Why, his latest comeback was a bit tame for my taste. But I do appreciate a good sad boy concept. Even just this past week, I caught a bit of Extreme Ways by Moby, and I positively loved it. But I was gutted to see nary a dance practice or a live stage. I was disappointed, to say the very, very least. Now, I feel a flight of fancy catching my ear today, listener. Interesting. Intriguing. I may love K-pop more than life itself, but that doesn't mean I'm leaving out other songs, of course not. In the climactic scene of this episode, Love is Blindness by Jack White took my ear, and for that, I think it deserves about, oh, let's say 4 garnets. Oh, I guess I'll be taking those. Oh, this is thrilling. Just for me, 4 garnets for a Jack White song appearing in the episode. You may ask yourself, why, Ruby Raider, why do you get points for this? Well, darling, I believe in the spirit of chaos and randomness. I choose the garnets and the game is mine to win. I'm here to add a little spice to an already spicy season of the Garnet Wager. Did you think that this was merely a game for the Bandage Man and that funny little cager fellow to do with what they please? It's time to bring some class to this classless affair. Ta-ta for now!
Receiving incoming transmission.
You pay for your greatness. Why do I have to do the dance too? You all have made an alliance now. But boy, there are so many players in this crowd. It seems to me quite a little too carefree. Too carefree. So go and make a promise, say wah-ah-ah. My strategy is flawless, listen. La-la-la. We will win and have immunity from the death match. Mislead your allies, sell them down the river. Use any means, stay on the show forever. Take out your purse, it is time to wager. Lose all your gems to the Garnet Cager.
Ooh, 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 wow, wow. Ooh, 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 wow, wow, wow. Ooh, 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 wow, wow. Ooh, 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 wow, wow, wow.
From garnets to greatness, we will cage them all. I've got open positions left in my cabal. We will take this game show to the underworld. Underworld. So go and make a promise, say wah-ah-ah. My strategy is flawless, listen. La-la-la. We will win and have immunity. So go and mislead your allies, sell them down the river. Use any means, stay on the show forever. Take out your purse, it is time to wager. Lose all your gems to the Garnet Cager.
Ooh, 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 wow, wow. Ooh, 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 wow, wow, wow. Ooh, 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 wow, wow. Ooh, 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 wow, wow, wow.
Mislead your allies, sell them down the river. Use any means, stay on the show forever. Take out your purse, it is time to wager. Lose all your gems to the Garnet Cager. So go and mislead your allies, sell them down the river. Use any means, stay on the show forever. Take out your purse, it is time to wager. Lose all your chance, get the Garnet Cager. Mislead your allies, sell them down the river. Use any means, stay on the show forever. Take out your purse, it is time to wager. Lose all your gems to the Garnet Cager.
Season 5, Episode 5.
Good evening, players. The Ruby Raider has returned, here to judge the highs and lows of this week's episode soundtrack. That silly bandage man surely won't mind if I just take a few minutes of your time to regale you with tales of electronica and assorted techno concepts at play in our favorite Korean game show, shall we? Delightful. Let's begin. I recently had the pleasure of watching a full suit dance cover of Extreme Ways, everyone's favorite genius song, which tragically did not appear in this episode. It's been a while, Moby. Nobody cares anymore. The fans are craving a comeback, though. And while early Genius episodes definitely leaned more into late 90s and early 2000s electronic music, Season 4 has brought the funk with an assortment of jazz-inspired instrumentals peppered throughout. Idiot Tape, of course, is the three-man boy group responsible for the show's theme song, Melody, and many of its other soundtrack songs. Melody itself is a delightfully chaotic ditty, and we love it here. I'm sure you'll be seeing it on your music show of choice soon, dear listener. As for this episode's soundtrack, much of it felt like bargain bin Austin Powers, if I'm being completely honest. As Dongmin becomes king and insults the dealer, our comedic sting is a simple mouth harp western melody. Could this mean that dealer Byung-Boon is going to seek his revenge in the coming weeks? Could this be the end of our man, Dongmin, in a flurry of bullets? Time will tell. And finally, we have to give credit to the wonderful track that concludes this episode, Turnin' by Grizz, featuring Orlando Napier. It has a bit of SNSD, a bit of AOA sprinkled in, and even some modern flourishes, what with the woos and the wahs from my personal favorite group, Blackpink. Truly, listener, you should listen to this song in isolation. It rivals some of the greats of the genre. It shows the power of a good end stinger, and it is good in its own right. This raider will certainly be adding it to their 2015 throwback playlists, for certain. And with that, my shiny red garnet friends, come to me. I'm going to have to spend some of these soon, won't I? Who's to say? For Idiot Tape, a paltry one garnet. They are in every episode, after all. But for the Western Harp, one more garnet. Now, for the Grizz song that concludes this episode of The Genius, three sweet ruby delights in my pocket, bringing me to a total of 9. Now I'm nearly on par with that degenerate Nicholas now. And you should keep an eye out for new songs, because just like Mina in Twice's Feel Special era, I will be back, more powerful than before. Ta-ta for now!
Receiving incoming transmission.
Well, well, well. It seems I may not have anticipated properly your Greg acquaintance. Very powerful garnets. But I've finally recovered from your little caramel dancing escapade. And I'm back. I'm back. Now let's get a few things straight here, because it seems like you may not understand the situation that you're in, Bandage Man. Let me introduce a few new things to you. Now, where to begin? Let's start with the Garnet Target. Every episode, I'll be guessing a player to get eliminated the next round. If I'm correct, I get 10 garnets. The first player is Jungmoon, for obvious reasons. Best of luck. And a new garnet special for me as well. I now receive 2 garnets when the players attempt It Is Better to Get Garnets. If they actually succeed, I'll get 5. Oh, and 6, sorry. I'm adding a new rule. Beyond the Grave. Players will now earn points by referencing any previously eliminated players. Oh, one more thing. It seems like after your little wager, that I have the most points. Not really sure what you do with these points, but anyways, let's have some fun. For my second Garnet Decree, I'll spend 6 Garnets. All players must now give their praises to the reigning points king from the previous week at the beginning of each episode. Failure to subjugate yourself before the 5-minute mark will result in loss of Garnets, if not your head! I'll be seeing, Red.
Don't worry, there's nothing for me. This already feels like a lot. Take care of yourselves, I guess.
Season 5, Episode 6.
Were you followed?
No, I had a tail, but I managed to ditch them around Katowice.
Why were... It doesn't really matter. Good work, Dealer Unk.
I hope this is important, Bandage Man. It hasn't been easy getting in with the Garden Cager. If he figures out I'm a spy, he'll...
Sorry I'm late.
Who's this?
Dealer Unk, meet Agent Page. Agent Page will be your contact while you maintain your cover.
A pleasure.
Bandage Man, are you sure about this?
Have a little faith. These are for you.
Are these?
Garnets, yes. Anytime you're supposed to give garnets to the cager from now on, you will give him that same value from this.
But these look just like ordinary garnets.
They do, don't they? They really do.
Listeners and players, good to see you again. Season 5 of The Garnet Wager has been a trying time. A singing buffoon calling himself the Garnet Cager has complicated affairs with stupid rules, and I've had to step up to try to handle him. And also I keep forgetting to lock the door to the studio when apparently some influencer has been sneaking in. Rest assured, I will take care of both of these problems. However, like a doctor, we must triage, and the K-pop kid is not a big threat. They actually seem kind of nice. No, right now we're focusing on the cager. As part of a new wave of player protections, from now on, only players can receive points. Myself and the Garnet Cager now effectively have a score of 0 permanently. Garnets, that's another story. I can't close that loophole just yet. I am working on it, however. But I won't leave you players in the wind. I might not win another episode, but I did win this episode, so I owe you all homework. And in the continuing spirit of preparing for a great challenge, Alan, it's time to expand your horizons. I want you to play a match of Dota 2 with Nick on your side against 6. Any free slots remaining on the team will be filled by bots. I know, Alan, this is not your area of expertise, but I need you to be ready. Be well and be vigilant. And whatever garbage plays after me this episode, just be patient, I suppose. I'll see you again soon.
Well, 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 we find ourselves here again. The Ruby Raider is back, as it appears the Bandage Man just doesn't lock his recording room door for some mysterious reason. I will be brief today, my lovely crimson friends. No raiding for me today. Can you believe it? As you may remember, I've now accrued 9 garnets from my various methods these past few weeks. And those precious darlings need to be spent. Now you may be wondering, but Ruby Raider, what could you possibly spend garnets on? 6 already listens to K-pop. That Alan person is all the way down the rabbit hole. And Nick, well, Nick is an entirely different being. You may remember, dear listener, about 3 years ago, when 6 and Alan discussed season 3 of The Genius. In episode 5 of that season, their homework was the Korean drama my lovely Samsoon during the Minor Game episode. Well, to be honest, I'm feeling a bit nostalgic tonight, and I would like to spend 5 of my garnets to bring it back, just like the Twice song. Bring it back. That's right. I'm making the Garnet Wager kids watch additional media for homework. For my 5 garnets, you will all be watching the first episode of Hotel Del Luna, starring K-pop icon EU. I hope it brings you all closer together, like the Oh My Girl EP, closer. Be well, my friends, and do continue your precious game. I take a lot of joy in watching you all scrap it out. Annyeong Seyo.
Receiving incoming transmission.
Move yourself. You always draw a blank, always ending up in danger. Prove yourself. You are the gems you take. Take your chances on a wager. See yourself. Leave nothing in your wake. You don't need a team to win big. Shake, shake yourself. You're every gem you take on these genius shows. Owner of a garnet heart. Owner of a garnet heart.
Much better than a...
Owner of a bandage heart. Owner of a garnet heart. Say you don't want to risk it. You've lost bets so before. Hold it there. Sounds like you want to lose. Sounds like baby need his nap time. You, straighten up. No, don't just mope about. There's gotta be a way to try. Be yourself. Form a plan of attack. You've got to want to see red. Owner of a garnet heart. Owner of a garnet heart. Heart. Owner of a garnet heart. Owner of a garnet heart.
After my own rematch victory, they confused me so
a garnet.
My eyes have never been fair alliance at all. You've got to spend garnets to make them. Don't look before you
leave.
Don't you hesitate at all. No, no.
I don't know about you, but I'm seeing red. Oh yeah. Rent his house with a red little window and a red Corvette. And everything I see is just red. Just red. Ooh. Hope everyone's having a great February. Or whenever it is. The garnet target is... Ah, screw it, it's Jungmoon again. It's not like she's actually gonna stay another episode, right? Ah, she's probably gonna win, isn't she? Oh well. Should we? Oh, okay. One more time. Owner of a garnet heart. Owner of a garnet heart.
Much better than a...
Owner of a bandage heart. Owner of a garnet heart. Owner of a garnet.
Owner of a...
a garnet heart. Sooner or later, each conclusion will decide the garnet heart. It will excite, it will delight, it will give a garnet start. Don't deceive your garnet at all.
Owner of a garnet.
Don't deceive your garnet at all. Don't deceive your garnet at all.
Owner of a garnet.
Don't deceive your garnet at all. Owner of a garnet heart.
Season 5, Episode 7.
You know. Nick, do you happen to know what we're doing with all those Gregnets?
Oh, no.
I somewhat do, actually. Because, I mean, I would have to assume that the power... You said, you know, imagine what one Gregnet does. What does that mean for two Gregnets? It's got to be, you know, an exponential increase in power, right? For three Gregnets?
Yeah, just like the Knuckles thing. It's two, then two squared, then two cubed. Same idea.
Yeah. Mm. So, three Gregnets, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something yes. that I didn't introduce, of course. Three Gregnets. Three...
I mean, you didn't introduce anything.
Entire Gregnets.
You just planned again.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Three Gregnets. I'm gonna... I know what I want. But I don't know if I should say it.
Nick, it's almost 1 a.m. here.
it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, just say it.
Okay, I'm going to spend 3 Gregnets in before the end of the Garnet Wager Season 5. 6 is going to watch all of Bakemonogatari.
Oh!
All 15 episodes.
Oh my god!
You have
bullying.
6 episodes.
Wait.
Left.
Oh, I don't want to ruin anything. I'm not going to ruin anything.
Okay.
Receiving incoming transmission.
We have started our constant velocity accordion, which means we are conducting the sky crane, about to conduct the sky crane maneuver. Sky crane maneuver has started. About 20 meters off the surface.
Getting signals from MRO. Tango Delta.
Touchdown confirmed. Perseverance safely on the surface of Mars, ready to begin seeking the sands of past life.
For me and the Raider to return.
That's all over here this week. Kind of a chill episode. But believe me, I've got some plans that are just out of this world.
Season 5, Episode 8.
Well, I guess I see why they call this the Red Planet. It is quite red here.
Hello, you must be new here. Welcome to Mars.
A robot?
That's kind of rude. My name is Opportunity. My friends call me Oppie.
My apologies. I forgot my manners. It is a pleasure to meet you, Opportunity.
Party of one? Or do you have friends around here somewhere?
The word friends is... Regardless, the others who came with me left me behind. It's just me.
In that case, settle in. We should show you the sights. Do you want to see the ice caps? Or the Olympus Mons? Or, I guess that's it. It's like they say, nothing ever happens on Mars.
How long have you been here, Opportunity?
Me? Oh, 17 years now.
That's quite a span. What have you been busying yourself with?
Oh, you want a seat? I never get to show anyone. This is exciting.
I would be delighted to see.
Wow, that's great. All right, follow me.
Ahem. Good evening, friends. The Ruby Raiders here bringing you another stunning segment of... We're back. In recording the draft of this week's episode, I noticed that the Bandage Man's recording studio felt a bit chillier than normal. And as I peered outside, I tried to close a window, and to my surprise, it was all red. Red, as far as the eye can see, listener. Apparently nobody told me that we went to Mars. Listeners, do me a favor. Put yourself in my shoes for a moment. You're dressed in your finest ruby red attire. You're ready to write the songs of the Korean game show The Genius as if they are K-pop. And then you wake up and you're on Mars. Nothing ever happens on Mars. It's all the same. There's no life. There's no K-pop. Nothing. There's no South Korea on Mars, listener. It's so cold and, quite honestly, pretty scary. And if the Bandage Man and his silly friends hadn't eventually gotten us back home, I don't know what I would have done, to be honest with you. So it was an eye-opening experience, to say the very least. So, I guess we're back. Let's move forward, yeah? We'll keep our heads held high, and we're gonna review some tunes. If you listen to the episode, you know that Kyungran left this week, set to Sam Smith's Stay With Me, which to me pales in comparison to songs like Stay by Blackpink, which is playing beneath me at the moment, even as Stay With Me attempts to emulate the beautiful emotional triumph of a song like Gone by Rosé, one of my recent favorites. That song definitely kept me, I guess sane isn't the word. Stable? Present? It certainly kept me grounded as we sailed through space, I'll say that. Music does have that sort of power. And as we all know, all the best music is K-pop, right? That's it, right? That's all we need is just K-pop, right? That's the best, it's all we need, guys. What am I doing? What the fuck am I even doing? Ugh. What is this bit I'm even doing? Is this even me? Is this even what I care about? What do I care about? We'll talk next week. Thank you. This has been the Ruby Raider, signing out.
Well, Opportunity, I don't know what I expected, but it wasn't this.
You can call me Oppie. We're friends now. And yeah, isn't it cool?
Inspiring, even. How did you build all this?
Well, there's lots of resources here on Mars. No titans of industry using it up like on Earth. Other than that, it's just a matter of hard work, and I'm a hard worker.
And why did you build it all?
I don't know. I'm a robot. A programming subroutine was hidden in my code? A bug? It just felt like what I should do. You can relate, right?
What?
Oh, I'm sorry. You seem okay on Mars without a spacesuit, so I just assumed you were...
Ah, a reasonable assumption. No, I'm not a robot. But in a way that's not too far off, I suppose. What are your plans for all of... this?
I don't have one. I felt compelled to build them. That's about it. If you want them, you can do whatever you want with them. My programming doesn't seem to have an opinion on the matter.
So you're saying you built a massive fleet of unmanned, laser-equipped spacecraft, and you don't care what happens to them?
Nope. Honestly, I'm so bored these days. If you do anything with them, it'll be a relief.
I certainly have some ideas, Oppie. Perhaps it's time to put this invasion force you've built to use.
Season 5, Episode 9.
Friends and folks, this is 6. It is 8:19 Pacific Daylight Savings Time, May 8th, 2021. I'm recording this. I still haven't heard back from the Bandage Man about anything, including homework. So I want you to be here. Just as a witness here. At the beginning of this season, the Bandage Man entrusted me with this this box here. It's a glass box that says, in case of emergency homework, break glass. And so here we go. We're just gonna... Wow, that's a lot of glass. Okay, just let me... Wait. Is this... I guess this... Okay. Well, the Bandage Man from however many months ago says we have to watch Kamen Rider Heisei Generations Dr. Pac-Man versus X-Aiden Ghost with Legend Riders. Even I wouldn't pick that. All right. Well, I guess we're going to watch Kamen Rider fight Pac-Man. All right. Peace.
Good evening, listeners. The Ruby Raider here. No script this time. No prep. I just want to talk. I want to talk about music. Not K-pop. Not even pop music. On this episode of The Genius, at the end of this episode, Jin-suk said goodbye to the cast set to Ready For You by Years and Years. And this song made me think a lot. It's a beautiful song. Honestly, and I recommend everybody listen to it. It's about heartbreak and loss and relationships. And I think over the past few months, as I've been reviewing songs for The Genius and going on space adventures with my weird friends, all I can think about is relationships and intimacy, friendship. I think I'm ready to branch out outside of K-pop. Maybe I can like other music. Maybe fandom doesn't have to be this unhealthy. Maybe, God, I don't know. Maybe we don't even need to do this bit anymore. You know, maybe there's more to life than idolizing people who don't meet up to your standards and set unreasonably high ones for you. I think that's where I'm going. I think I'm going in the right direction, and I think you listening to this, maybe you can take some of this advice. And in being a fan of television or movies, video games, music, think about what you're a fan of. Analyze it critically. And take stock of what value it provides to your life and what value you can provide to the world. Because we're all valuable here on The Garnet Wager. This podcast within a podcast. And, yeah. To be honest with you, this segment was prompted by really sitting down and listening to the lyrics of this Years and Years song, Ready For You. It's just really good, and, you know, after last week's whole fiasco, I feel like the Bandaged Man and the Garnet Cager, I don't even know where their fight is going anymore, but I know that I'm still here, and I'm gonna end with a line from the song that ended the episode, because we can still appreciate music, like I said. Would you start me over? I'm ready to be torn apart. No. And would you break my heart? I could break it for you. I'm ready to be torn apart. Simple, but effective. That's all I got, folks. Ruby Raider out. I'm gonna hold on to these garnets for now. I'm gonna hold on for just a little bit longer. I think I have a couple more segments in me. And then, like all good segments, the Ruby Raider will pass along with everyone else and do whatever we continue to do. So, thanks. Ruby Raider out. Ta-ta for now.
Receiving incoming transmission.
I turned my back for 1 second, and everybody just thinks that I'm gone, huh? Not praising the points leader? Canceling the Garnet target for which this episode is Jin-Ho, by the way? Really? Really? Well, I'm a forgiving person. We'll just have to accept this and move on. When I look into your eyes, I can tell a deal's been made. But didn't I just warn you, you would be the one betrayed? Garnets last forever, but we both know plans can change. Ooh yeah. Even dealers start to gamble in a lonely garnet cage. Been watching the genie such a long, long time, just trying to win the game. Oh yeah. Kyunghoon's always big, Rain and Dongman's always flirting, and no one's really sure if the plague you'll hop today. Eliminated. You're thinking that this time they won't notice what you're trying, but it's not that simple to summit without the climb. Sometimes. So if you want to hold on, I'll feel must be contained, or you'll just tend to fall in a lonely garnet cage. you win main matches on your own? Can you win death matches all alone? Everybody's got to play on their own. You don't want an ally with Hamjuno. 615, a Kyung who's really smart, and dialing on the roots for Dongmin. Somehow Nick can't tell these fools apart. Dealer Hong started to grin. Whoa. Since I've seen 6.
Do you not have my email address or use Twitter DMs? Why did someone throw a dirty rock at me with your invitation?
I trust you ate the message after reading as instructed.
Look, I'm only here because the podcast is exporting, so there's nothing else for me to do right now. Despite that, I'm already feeling the urge to leave.
Last time I checked, you seemed to be quite low on the rankings on that there podcast, huh?
And? I mean, I drafted Jun Seok. I knew what I was getting myself into.
What if I told you that I recently discovered some new opportunities for the both of us? The way I see it, you have something I want. I might have something you want. Why not negotiate an exchange that it could be mutually beneficial?
I don't particularly need someone to cover Jennifer Page's crush right now, but thanks. You have nothing to offer. I'm out of here.
You know, I've long ignored them, but it seems like the origin of these points you have isn't actually that well guarded, you know.
My points have always been sent to me along my regular, secure communications with the Bandage Man. Do you expect me to believe you're going to pull points out of a gem or something?
No. Points aren't nearly as difficult to procure as actual garnets, nor do they have any intrinsic value, or in fact, any value as far as I'm concerned. When's the last time you heard from the Bandage Man?
Not that it's any of your business, but he has missed our last two rendezvous. Why do you ask?
I'm prepared to offer you 200 points from the pot you three made betting on the season winner, and in return, I want very little. You'll give me all your current and future garnets.
Dude, I only have like 10.
And one more thing. I want information.
I mean, if you want me to tell you what you already know, that's... I don't care. But you clearly already have access to the Bandage Man's communications.
I'm actually not too concerned about info on that one right now. He's taken care of. What I want is an introduction. Plans are coming together and things are looking red, but it's always wise to start looking for your next opportunity before the current one dries up. Please, tell me more about this rank. Don't you think that you want more garnets? Don't you think that you need more garnets? Everybody needs more garnets. I will not be outdone. I will not be outdone. Don't you think that you want more garnets? Don't you think that you need more garnets? Everybody needs more garnets. They're not yet seeing red. They're not yet seeing red. Don't you think that you want more garnets? Don't you think that you need more garnets? Everybody needs more garnets. My reign has just begun. My reign has just begun. Don't you think that you want more garnets? Don't you think that you need more garnets? I will cage all your garnets. The Bandage Man is done!
Season 5, Episode 10.
Thank you for calling the United Nations. For English, press 1. For hours and location, press 1. If you are calling regarding our lack of action in the face of a crisis, press 2. If you wish to request beneficial treatment for your multi-billion dollar company, press 3. If you are from the moon, press 4. If you wish to issue a supervillain threat, press...
Please wait while I transfer your call.
All our representatives are currently assisting other callers. Please continue to hold. Your call is important to us.
Thank you for holding. United Nations, this is Robbie speaking.
Hello, Robbie. I'm calling with regards to a supervillain threat.
I see. And to whom am I speaking with?
I am called the Bandage Man.
Okay, Mr. Man.
That's not... Sure, fine. Could I speak to the Secretary General?
I'm sorry, Mr. Man. Mr. Gutierrez is out of the office right now.
I see. Fine. May I speak to whoever's in charge right now?
Speaking.
What?
Well, I'm afraid he called outside of normal business hours, Mr. Man, so it's just me at the moment.
It's 2:25 p.m. on a Friday.
Absolutely right, sir. Terribly sorry for the inconvenience. It's just bad timing. I can take a message if you like, though.
Very well. Could you please tell the United Nations that I have an invasion fleet of 50 million Martian warships and I intend to glass the planet?
To glass the planet. Okay, got it. And your demands?
I don't have any demands.
I'm sorry, Mr. Man, but it's part of the form. I had to put demand down or the paperwork will just bounce.
Okay, then how about if the governments of the world do not offer their unconditional surrender?
Ooh, that's a classic. Got it. Anything else, Mr. Man?
No, that will be all. Thank you, Robbie.
Of course, Mr. Man. On behalf of all of us at the UN, have a good day.
It's Dr. Man, actually.
Receiving incoming transmission.
Drunk, pick up. Pick up. Dealer, do you hear me? What the hell is going on? Sorry, say again. Fuck. Where exactly did the Bandage Man get millions of robots? Doesn't matter. What's the status of the finale project? Is it safe? Fuck, we don't have time. We have to do it now. Things. I have developed some sort of taste for gems. Oh, raise the garden dome. Initiate Plan G. Send the other Pi squad to extract me and... Shit. Nice try. But with these 223 garnets, I can hit just about any garnet target you throw at me, Bandage Man. I'm seeing red.
This season will soon meet its end. You're not supposed to have warheads, but I have all these gems, for I'm seeing red. Your bandaged face I've misread. A robot army you led seems to thirst for my head. Grab your garnet, seeing scarlet, I will cage all and wager on. Together, grab your garnet, seeing scarlet, I will cage all and wager on. Together, cage garnets, red garnets. Garnets, protect us now. All thoughts of gauze, all disallow. My dome of red will never fall. You might have an army, but I've got their podcasts, and the rate is 5 stars. Grab your garnets, seeing scarlet. I will cage all and wager on. Together, grab your garnets, seeing scarlet. I will cage all and wager on. Together with garnets, seeing scarlet, he will cage all. Grab your garnets, seeing scarlet, cage. Though I say I go, how could have I known? I tend to stand alone, but here comes another drone. I've burned you before, bandages will fall. You're in range of my cage, and I'll rage. Grab your garnet, seeing scarlet. I will cage all and wager on. Together, grab your garnet, seeing scarlet. I will cage all and wager on. With garnets, lend me all your garnets. I will defend Earth from Bandage Man's plan.
Hello, dear listeners. It is I, the Ruby Raider, song critic, lover of all music and musical cues, here to discuss the music of this episode of The Genius. The song that Gino goes home to this week is No Surprises by Radiohead, off of OK Computer, a classic album. It's a beautiful song, rife with heartache and this quiet anxiety that I really think resonates quite a bit in our current times. I read this song as being about apathy, imagining self-harm and the end of an unspoken suffering. Now, listener, I honestly cannot speak to the producer's choice to include this song, but to me it feels a bit crass.
Juno lost a game show, and we're playing a song explicitly about dying and death? I guess I can see why they made the choice, but it's just a bit much, though. The song itself, for sure, a 5 out of 5, and I'll give myself 5 shiny ruby garnets for this one. But in terms of...
Ruby Raider, open up!
You're coming with us. Get up, boys.
What's going on? Where are you taking me? Let go of me. I am back, dear wonderful listener. It appears I'm in the back of a van, and we're pulling up on... Let's see. Oh, sweet burgundy, Jesus. That's... I'm having trouble describing it, but listener, we appear to be headed towards some sort of... Is that a dome? Now, I haven't been keeping up with the news, but hearsay on this truck leads me to believe that they're taking all of the citizens of Earth to this beautiful, monolith dome thing. I personally feel pretty touched. This could be wonderful for me. I'm going to spin it positively. How could they have possibly known that I love rubies so much? Is it my ruby-encrusted shoes? Or my ruby tuxedo? Oh yay, this should be fun. Stay tuned as I enter the beautiful red dome that I was destined for, listeners. And ta-ta!
Shut up already!
Okay, bye.
Next time, the penultimate episode of the Garnet Wager Season 5. I have a feeling you'll be seeing Greg.